Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
Yes, expect a miracle indeed. I am celebrating my 23rd year in selling Purple Plates this year, and I'm very excited about that. So if you haven't experienced the Purple Plates, check them out. purpleplates.com, and I'm actually going to be giving away some tonight on the show too, but you have to be in chat to win one of them. So if you would like to try a purple plate and you'd like to get it for free, join me in chat. Okay, so I'm excited tonight. This is my first time having Billy Cheney, known as Cherokee Billy and the Pet Psychic, on. I've heard about Billy for years and years, and I've just never actually had a chance to interview her, so I'm excited about that. She is a certified animal communicator as well as a certified Reiki animal healer. Working with animals is one of her most favorite things to do, the most rewarding, also known as pet psychic, and she is also an ordained interfaith minister working as a spiritual consultant who accesses spiritual guidance via angels, prayer, clairvoyant, psychic, transpersonal psychology, and naturopathic healing. So she's got a whole bunch of expertise and a whole bunch of good stuff behind her. Let's bring her on and see how she's doing. Hello, Billy.
Hi there, and it's Corrine, I think. I want to make sure I get your name right.
Yeah, that's right. It's Corrine.
Okay, we got that. Well, thank you so much for having me on your program. I'm truly honored.
Sure. And, oh, I just want to mention, I forgot to mention, if you guys would like to know more about Billy, or if you're happy with the readings that you might get tonight or something, you want to take advantage of her spirituality even more, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com is the website, and I'll put that in the chat too. Okay, so Billy, you've got an illustrious past. Yeah. Tell me, if you would, how did this all begin for you?
Well, all my life I had it, but I didn't know what it was. I just, like, let's take animals for example. I always communicated, and they communicated to me, but I didn't know that was something people didn't have, okay? And I'll give you a brief history. I was brought up in a religion. My parents felt I should have a religious background. It made me an atheist, and I was a devout atheist. And then I had a man come into my life who turned me on to Christianity, and from there it led to me studying more and getting into metaphysics and going beyond. So it's quite an interesting path I've come, for sure.
Yeah, I guess so. So how did you, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, just to mention, I've written a book about my experience. It's on my website under ebooks, and it's called Heavenly Seduction, and it's quite a story. It'll take you on a roller coaster ride, and it's a big, big book, okay?
And it's all about...
And that's only
your...
one section of my life, you know?
Right. So that's Heavenly Seduction is all about your journey through religion?
Yes, and getting to where I am today.
Okay. That's a great title, too.
Yeah, and it's owned by me.
Right. That's excellent. Okay. And so, I mean, I know that you've gone through, you know, we all have challenges. You have challenges. Billy, do you think that your challenges have made you, I mean, are your challenges anything to do with how you can discern spirit and things like that? Because I often say that I don't think a happy-go-lucky person can really get deep into, I guess, spirituality, like the people that have actually walked through mud and things like that. What is your take on that?
Pretty much agree that the harder life is, the more you understand it, and unfortunately, it isn't always a pleasant thing to understand or to experience. You know, I would have preferred the happy path, believe me, and the lighter load, but that wasn't my journey, apparently.
Right, yeah.
You know, I can't say too much on it. I did want to make mention, I loved the song you brought in. John Lennon was the person who awoke in me so much of my life, really did. Great influence on me.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, it's very interesting, the whole John Lennon connection with a lot of different readers, I noticed, you know.
Yeah.
So
I was fortunate. I was fortunate. I grew up in Los Angeles, so I was there in 64 to see the Beatles, and I saw them 3 times they came to L.A., and I always loved John, not like, oh, I want to marry him. No, I loved what he had to say from the beginning. He really hit me. And that was way before he discovered what he was on to, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool.
It was.
I mean, what you know, I often ask this of people that come on my show, the afterlife. Like, what do you know, or what can you say is true about the afterlife?
Well, the number one thing is it is real. It exists. There is no question about it to me. And I'll relay how I discovered it real. I believed in it. But what did it was my father dying. He died, well, actually a day before. I did an astral projection. I'd never done it before, and I went to his hospital room and took his spirit out of his body and went into spirit with him. I've never done this before. And when we got to spirit, he was greeted. I thought it'd be my mother, but no, it was his army sergeant from World War II. Well, I sat down and waited. They went into a room. I could hear people talking, laughing, different things. He came out when he was finished. I took him back into his body. I came back into mine, and he passed the next day. Now, within less than 24 hours of his passing, he woke me up screaming in my ear all the things that I had been asking him for several years to tell me, and he wouldn't. And he was trying to tell me it as quick as he could, and I woke up saying, "You're hurting my ear," you know, because he was screaming so loud. And he proceeded, you know, I saw him every day for at least the first week every day, and I saw him many times after, and he proved to me about life after death very much. Number one reason I believe in it.
Wow. That is so cool. So, you know, that is called a shared death experience, I think, Billy.
I don't know. I'd never heard that, but I'll take it.
I hadn't either, but I think that's so interesting because there are people that have had those experiences where they actually go with the person to the other side and then they come back. You know, one of them comes back.
Right.
So that's so interesting. Wow. So what, you know, what, like, if the highlights of your life, what has been the most eye-opening to you or has awakened you to, you know, sort of the spiritual side of things?
Again, I attribute it to my father's death, number one, out of everything. It was that profound. He was everything to me. He really was.
I bet.
And I feel,
I bet.
I feel, I'll give you the last time I saw my father. He transitioned, and I've not seen him since. It was in 1999, and I had been wanting to get a computer. I am disabled for a handicapped person. I'm bedridden. And I'd been wanting it and couldn't find anyone who could set it up. Well, one day I looked, and there he was walking quickly on the left side of my bed, and he went out through a wall. I went, okay. And then I looked down at the end of my bed, and there was a woman standing there wearing white with blonde hair. We just kind of stared at each other. I didn't say anything. She didn't. And she just kind of disappeared. But I know she was there as an angel. And what's profound is within 2 weeks from him walking through that wall, someone set up a computer with a bar that hangs, and it all is connected on the left side of the bed. And I know the message my father gave me was he was a master of machinery. He owned a machine company where they manufactured military bolts. And he was a master at it. And he just kind of gave to me that. He said, I mastered it. You mastered this. And I have proceeded to do it. Everything you see on my website, any videos, I do it all myself. I have no help.
Wow. Yeah. That is so cool.
So there. Yeah, that's the story. There it is.
Wow.
And yeah, I've had a lot of incredible experiences, believe me.
I know, I know. And I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, I, of course, I researched you and I read a few things about Michael Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So
a lot of controversy around that. And believe me,
yeah,
I didn't even care about Michael Jackson, and it ended up getting me in a big controversy, yes.
So what happened with that? I mean, how did that
I never thought 2 seconds about him, you know, to be honest. But a radio station the day he died called me up out of Australia and said, could I tell him? And I said, okay. I gave it a shot, and I did, and I put it up on my blog, and suddenly I had all these people wanting to know more about, you know, Michael Jackson. Okay, and so I started channeling him. And it was interesting. I really did get to know him, and it changed my opinion for sure. And things were much different after that. But there was another psychic who claimed she was the one to take him to transfer over, and she was the one to lead him out of where he was trapped in spirit. And he never was trapped. He went straight into spirit. But anyway, she was determined that I was a threat, which I wasn't. I didn't plan on writing a book. I didn't plan on doing anything about it. But she really attacked me in every possible way and nearly tore apart my business and all over somebody that I didn't even know, you know?
Wow.
That was the interesting thing. Yeah.
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 So what was Michael Jackson like in spirit? What did you get from him?
Wow. Truly a very gentle man. He really was. Very misunderstood, very much. He understood things far better than people thought. He wasn't, you know, the idiot or the confused person that people want to make him out. Not at all. He was a very intelligent man. And I learned to respect him, I'll put it that way. Because I didn't care. I had not had a good feeling about him since 1984 when he bought out the Beatles catalog out from under Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono. And I was so angry over that. I never wanted to hear anything about him from that point on. I did not like him. So you can imagine how weird it was for me to be connecting to him because I didn't like him.
Right. Right.
Had
yeah.
nothing to do with further things he was charged with. It had to do over the Beatles catalog. By the way, about 4 years ago, Paul McCartney finally was able to buy it out from Sony and owns it.
Oh, good. I didn't know that. Wow.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Hmm. Big. Very big, this whole thing. So anyway, that was my main thing, you know. And again, you know, if somebody wants to write a book on some celebrity, I don't care. I'm not going to write one. You know,
right.
I don't care enough. I've written as much as I am going to in terms, I write tributes, like I've got one up on my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com, right now on Robin Williams, because tomorrow marks 8 years since he passed, and I've written a beautiful tribute to him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about Robin Williams that is very, very tender, you know?
Very, very. And his death, I write about it. His death and John Lennon's were the two celebrity deaths that affected me. None other have ever affected me on the level those two.
Wow. Yeah.
It brings tears to my eyes. Do you mind if I share a little story about John Lennon's death? This is really amazing.
Yes,
you know,
please.
I was married to the man who brought me into Christianity at the time. And, you know, it was all Christian. It wasn't anything about the spiritual or metaphysics like we know. Well, I happened to be at a hockey game. I loved hockey in Los Angeles. And I went on my own. Our marriage was falling apart. I had a ticket for me. I went. Anyway, I was watching the game, sort of. And a voice said to me, "Leave now." And I thought, "What?" And I just sat there, and it said again, "Leave now." I said, "Okay, I don't know what it is, but I'm leaving." And as I'm walking out the L.A. Forum, one of the guards said, "Did you hear?" And I thought he meant the score of the game. I said, "Yeah," and I kept going. Got to my car, turned on the car, the radio. Oh, the Beatles song. I was like, oh, great. Before I even backed the car out, the song in it, and they said, "In memory of John Lennon, who was murdered tonight." I fell apart and just was hysterical and crying all the way home. But I'm so glad that that voice knew I had to not be in a public setting when I heard that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So that was an amazing thing. It really was. How connected I really was to John Lennon. I really loved him.
Yeah.
On a spiritual level, not as, oh, I want to marry him and be with John. No. My girlfriends at the time of the Beatles in 64, you know, they were all, "I want to marry Paul. I want to marry George. I want to marry Ringo." I was like, I just love John Lennon, what he has to say. That's all.
Right, right.
Very different, you know, but he was unique. And, you know, there's a little experience of, you know, how much the connection between, I'll just take me as an example, not that I'm anything special, but if we have a strong connection to something, see, like that, you know, it can do on a level you never knew. You know,
right.
So whatever we invite into our lives, good or bad, we can be connecting on many different realms.
Mm-hmm.
You really can.
Right.
People don't
exactly.
realize that. That's why, you know, everybody hears about not thinking negative thoughts and stuff. It's not always easy. The world's a very hard, hard place to be in, especially now. So it's not always easy. But the point is to keep trying to hear what may be good, what may be for you in it, no matter what you're going through.
Right. Exactly. And I don't know why I want to say this to you, Billy, but you are here for a very good reason now. There's meaning and purpose to you being here right now. And I'm not sure what it is, but it's definitely there, you know. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, I hope there's a reason. I sure don't see it, but okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, yeah. Take my word for it, please.
Right.
So when people are looking to get into, you know, opening up their gifts or whatever. I mean, how would you, what would you advise them to do?
Well, I teach a lot of people. I have private classes, sometimes group classes. In fact, right now I have how to increase your intuitive psychic self two ways, as a online class and through an audio class. So I'm always teaching or through a private, like I say, private. But what I always recommend people starting with is what I started with when I connected to metaphysics, and that is spiritual protection using God's white light. That's where I start every one of my clients, everyone. It's the first thing on my articles on my website, using God's white light. And I have a step-by-step audio video on YouTube on how to do it, because right now we're bombarded by negative energies and spirits. They're flying. I don't care if you're sitting on top of a mountain, they're there, and they're flying. And it's about protecting your spiritual self more than your physical self, because we think more on the physical because we're trapped in this third dimension than we do about the spiritual self, which is part of the fifth dimension, and we need to be protecting it. That's the most precious thing we've got. Because when you die, you cast off your body, but your soul goes with you wherever you go.
Right. So how? So describe how you protect yourself from the negative.
Well, bringing in the white light and having it go through me, and then once it's all the way through me, around my feet, encircling round and around the whole body, up to the top of the head, so you're covered in that magnificent white light. And then follow it with Archangel Michael's blue light going round and around to protect you even further, so that, you know, anything that is negative bounces off that blue light and can't penetrate to the white.
Right.
If that
okay.
makes sense.
That's, yes, it makes sense, yes. I just want our listeners to understand, like, what you do to protect yourself and what they might want to employ in their own lives.
Well, I teach the same thing for anyone because it's that critical. In fact, I had a client tonight who, she called me about romance, you know, always the number one thing for anybody doing psychic work. But really, it was much deeper, and we ended up forgetting about the men and going into the deeper levels. And again, I sent her that, and I'm sure she'll be practicing it because it works. I guarantee everybody, I don't care who you are, if you do it every day, for 30 days, your life will improve. I cannot tell you how. I just know how powerful it works.
Yeah, yeah, I believe you. I believe you. Yeah, it's incredible. We don't give ourselves credit. We blame ourselves when things go bad, but we don't give ourselves credit for what the power that we have, you know?
Yes, there is a certain amount of power with us. Definitely. You know, we kind of chart our own course in life in many ways. God gave us free will, and that means you're free to choose anything, any way you want. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so there are some callers now. So how do you like to do readings? Do you like to a question, or how would you like to have
yes,
the...
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
you
need
and
a question.
The caller, and the caller should tell me their name, their birth date. That would be helpful.
Okay. Okay, so if you guys are waiting online, or you're waiting to get picked up, remember... We need your birthday and your name. You don't have to say the year, right? They don't have to say the year they were born.
No, they don't have to, because I know some people don't want to reveal it, but nobody really cares about your age, folks. I hate to break it to you. Well, I have one lady, a client, and she's just so paranoid about the year of her birth. No one is to know it. No one ever. And I'm like, I don't care. I just need it for... You know, astrology purposes, that's all.
Right, right.
But I understand the sensitivity. By the way, I'm 71 years old, and I'm a miracle to have made it this far.
Yeah.
I'm not
well,
afraid
good
of
for
my
you.
Age. My mother had a wonderful saying. I got to quote my mother here, give her a little nods because she visits me frequently. But she used to say, you can ask me my age, just don't ask my weight. I think that's a great one.
Yeah,
I'll tell
right.
you my age. Just I ain't going to tell you my weight.
Right. Oh,
both
God,
my parents
yeah.
were very interesting people. They really were.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. I think that's wonderful about your dad, that you were so close. I was very close to my father, too. And it was very difficult when he passed. But the thing that saved me, Billy, was knowing that he was absolutely fine. And, you know, it's just like, you try to tell people that don't believe in an afterlife, you know, how you find comfort, and they can't understand that. And sometimes I get frustrated because it's like, do you think this is all there is? This is just a little blip here. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is. And, yeah, I get you. And people, hang on so tight when everything here is temporary. Nothing lasts forever. I don't care what it is.
Right, right.
Everything is in transition one way or another.
Right, exactly.
People say they're stuck in a thing, but really they may be stuck, yes, but there's still things happening that change all the time.
All the time, right. Yep, I agree. Okay, so I am going to play a quick song, and then we can start to take phone calls. And I'm just going to say, if you need to take a break, you just let me know, and we'll play a song or whatever.
I'll take one real quick right now, so I'm ready when you are.
Yeah, you have about 4 or 5 minutes, so take your time. Okay, and then
is
we'll come back.
More John Lennon?
Yeah, I could play a John Lennon song. Definitely. All right, I'll play a John Lennon.
Can I make a request if you have it available?
Yeah,
if
I have
the song Wheels.
I do have it.
Listen to what you're saying in there, people. It's a great message.
Oh, it is. Oh my God, that's so cool. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll come back in the first caller. The first caller we're going to take is 504. So here we go with John Lennon, and we'll be back with Billy, Cherokee Billy, in just a minute. Thanks, you guys.
I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. lost in confusion. Well, I tell them there's no problem, only solutions. Well, they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind.
We are back with Cherokee Billy, and you can find Cherokee Billy at www.CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. So check that out, you guys. She's got classes. She's got a bunch of stuff going on there. Go to the website and look at what she has to offer, and I'm sure you're going to find something that you're going to be interested in because she's got so much going on. Okay, Billy, so we are going to take area code 504. Hello, 504.
Hi there. Hugs to both. My name is Kelly, and my birth date is 10/22/64. The question that I have is that though I feel the knowing that I am going so much in the right path, in the right direction, but still, I was wanting to see a message from the angels and of something inspirational to give me some direction. I feel a little floaty, and with I've been asking for help for the house inside and outside, and I need something hopeful. Should I just walk away from it, the house thing, or some kind of inspirational something to say, hey, to me, to Kelly. Something to give me a little bit of boost, a helpful inspiration.
Well, hi, Kelly.
Okay.
Thank you. I want to tell you your main archangel. It's not one you've heard of. Nobody has. But his name is Hagiel, H-A-G-I-E-L, Hagiel. And he, in hierarchy of angels, is right next to Michael. That's how incredible his power is. And he is really great at helping transform any negative energies, any spiritual attacks, anything like that. So I would say ask him. You can even write out a petition, so to speak, a letter to him.
Okay.
Write out
mm-hmm.
what you're looking for, what you need, what you want, and say, okay, I turn it over to you, and see what he does. And you may be
okay.
quite surprised. You're
okay.
born between two zodiac signs, and people mm-hmm. often born between two have more challenges in their life than the average person. So you may have found that to be part of your life because you're
yes.
born all, between those two, between Libra and Scorpio.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been challenging for you, but what is your question? I'm sorry I got off on that and forgot your question.
Well, I was wanting to see what the angels say inspire me of some type of direction, though I feel that I don't doubt. I am working and doing my work and going in the right direction
mm-hmm.
in so many ways. My question is, I just want to hear a message from the angels that'll give me a little bit of hope. So I feel a little floaty. My house is, my environment isn't good, but my world, and I'm happy though. I'm so happy. But yet there's something that makes me not happy, and that's the house situation. And I was hoping whether
right.
to either, know to walk away from it, or is there any hope that it's going to get fixed? you know.
That the issue is probably money that's keeping you from getting it fixed. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay. Because I see money coming into you, and it's going to be from an unusual source. I'm not sure who, but you will see some money flowing around you a little more, I feel, within the next month. But there may be a blockage on this house still, even with money flow. I don't know what it all is meaning, but I see that blockage there. Now, what I would advise you to do is bring in this Archangel Hagiel and ask Archangel Michael to come in and clear your house of all negative energies, and also go up on the roof, have them ask them to cover the roof outside the perimeter, the yard, cover with that beautiful light of both of them, and Michael's being the blue, and ask them for protection and to cleanse your house of negative energies. You know, a lot of people like to use smudging sage. I like to use the angels. I think they're far more effective. And ask especially that combination of Michael and Hagiel. You ask them, and they'll clear that house of everything negative, and then it'll have a new perspective on it.
Okay. Well, that's
I hope
nice.
That helps you.
Okay. Well,
and
thank
that
you.
Is the message. I'm kidding. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Kelly. Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Okay. You take care.
You too.
You too.
Sweet. I also think because when she said, Billy, that she felt floaty, that she's got to learn to ground more, probably, because when you get that feeling that you're floating and you're, like, not tethered to anything, obviously, Kelly, if you're still listening, try to ground better. There's a million ways to ground, but anyways, so the next call we have is 954. Hello?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is Mary. My birthday is 12/8. It's nice to hear you again, Cherokee Billy. It's been a long time.
Yes, and who is this? Mary, you said?
Yes, it is. I listen to Blog Talk. I haven't heard you in a long time.
I haven't been on there in a long time.
I know.
That's true.
I remember in the past. My question is, I'm going to be getting a rent increase. It may or may not be what was first quoted, and I'm hoping to stay where I'm at. Do you think that is going to work out, and if I'll get some assistance to help me with that, or will I be moving, or what
sure.
do you think?
I will get that. Can I just make one little comment here? Your birth date, 12/8. You're born on the birth date of Jim Morrison, and that's also the assassination of John Lennon.
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Shoot.
But also
the
birth anniversary of Jim Morrison. Please remember that one, the positive there.
Yeah, there was a famous rocker born on my birthday, too. He was Mick Jagger, I think it is.
No, it's Jim Morrison.
Same year, maybe.
Mick Jagger is born in July. I think it's July 27th.
There's another rocker or somebody on my birthday. I know that. I love music.
Jim Morrison was of the Doors. You ever heard of the Doors?
Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
Okay.
When it comes to rock and roll, I'm a walking encyclopedia, trust me. Anyway.
Well, at least that's one of the best eras there was.
Absolutely. And so you're wanting to know on your house, say it one more time, the question, please.
Well, I'm in a larger apartment right now. I've been lucky so far, but with all the rates going sky high around me, my landlord hasn't done a whole lot to fix the place up, so it's kind of as is. And I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to make it to stay in place or get some rent assistance, or how this is going to work out. It's he said in 5 months we've got to make up our mind, and I'm not sure right now what's going to happen. He's fixing up a lot of the other places. There are smaller apartments in the same complex. So I don't know which way it's going to go. I'm really not looking forward to moving because it involves too much work and money and all that. I would like to.
Oh, yes. Very true.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be able to stay where you are. I'm picking up. I don't think it will be so bad an increase that it forces you to move. I don't see that. If
at
it's an increase, it's
just
what?
My partner talked to him a little bit, and we got him down a little bit. So, but I'm going to apply for rental assistance. I think maybe I'll get that or some help here.
Yes, I do see you getting that. Yes.
Great.
You know, I see you staying there. It may be challenging, and you may feel like, oh, I'm not going to make it. You're going to come kind of down to the wires where you think you're not going to be there, but you end up staying.
Okay. Will I stay in the same apartment or?
It looks like it. I will double check it. Give me a moment here. Make
okay.
sure. I mean, are you thinking of another apartment in that building?
Well, I mentioned something about maybe downsizing if it would mean it would be less, but apparently the upgraded apartments are almost the same because of the cost. And I would like some repairs done here. I would like some improvement, but he didn't seem to think, you know, we'd do a whole lot because there's other places they got to fix first. But,
right. You will be way down the list, but I really feel that you're going to stay in that apartment, and I see more money coming into you, and I know that's the renter's thing. So you're going to be okay, and I know it's a big worry, but if you can, release it and let it go for the moment.
Okay.
You know, if you can. And that would help you tremendously. Turn it over to everybody out there. And I think you'll see a difference, especially like ask Archangel Michael to protect you in that place. And that's why I said call out, you know, the angels. It makes a difference. They
right.
really do help.
It would be very hard because I have some health problems right now that are really holding me back, and I also have a sick kitty that I'm trying to nurse to health, and all these things are just whirling in my head.
Yeah, it's a bit all too much at one time. I understand.
It really hit me hard, so I'd be glad to not use this time to really put all
I
that
I don't think you've got to worry.
I am
it's going to come out. The worry is overriding what's going to happen, but you're
okay.
going to be fine. I really see that. I don't see you having a major problem. It's going to go smoother than you think.
I've been
okay.
here off and on almost 20 years. My grandmother lived here till she passed away, and it's like home. So it's
sure.
There's a lot of
and on your little kitty, the Archangel of Healing is Raphael. And
yes,
ask Raphael to come in and work on her.
I am. I do healing on her, and I say Raphael,
good.
And she looks at me, and I massage her, and I bring in the angels, and then pretty soon she gets up and she goes and eats. So it's
mm-hmm.
almost like she's comforted, and then she wants to eat.
Yeah, they make her feel good.
Yeah, I think so. I really
they pick
do
up
think
her,
so.
They pick up her energy, and that's why she goes and eats.
I'm trying
so
to
keep
get
doing
to,
that.
She won't go in a cage. She's feisty, and she's fighting me, and I'm trying to get her to the vet. I'm trying to get somebody to help me, but it hasn't gone too well.
Well, Jean, if you go on Amazon, there's sprays to calm a cat down to
yeah,
get them
I know
in the cage.
Feel away, I used the... catnip and feel away and all that. I've been trying different things to settle her down. She's
I
always
wouldn't recommend
that.
Catnip for settling her down, though. Mm-mm.
Yeah, she's...
It won't settle her.
I got to get
you
her
know.
Something.
Yeah, like I say, there's cat diffusers. Look it up, and they'll say for different reasons what the spray should be, and
right.
Pick one for calming her down for vet visits. And I think you'll find it. I really do.
Okay, well, I'll give
you'll
it a try.
You'll get her here.
Yeah, it's very reassuring because I've really been over the top this week. And I went and sat by the pool and looked at the moon tonight, which is glorious. and try to calm myself down and think of the ocean and try to be peaceful for a few minutes anyway.
Very good. You know, we've got the effects of the full moon, you know, now, so you can tap into that energy.
All over the place. It's just up and up 1 minute and way down the next, so it's been a roller coaster. But
I think it is for many, many people.
I know, and then everything going on in the world, and just, you know, I'm an empath too, so I'm picking up whatever's going on, and my partner, and just everything. I'm just, you know, really, I need to ground myself more.
Ground and also get that spiritual protection of God's white light around you, and the blue light of Archangel Michael. You really need that.
I do ask for his help quite a bit,
But it's envisioning and putting that light around you, really envisioning it. You've got to make it kind of where you see it. And even though you may not feel it, you've got to still visualize it because it works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes I forget to do that, but I try to do that, especially before I go out. I pray the prayer of protection around me before I even go out anywhere. So
very good.
Yeah. And there's a thing, Mary, I just want to say this because, I mean, so many people are so overwhelmed by the world right now. And they're real, you know, people are really feeling this pressure, this sadness, this whatever you want to call it. But
so many passings and
Totally.
People that, you know, you think are immortal just going left and right and all kinds of bad circumstances and all those things, plus the loss of the people you've had in your life and family members that have lost a great deal and, you know, all that starts creeping in.
It does. And it's very difficult. I know it's difficult to be positive and to see, you know, that. But really, I want you to know that no matter what happens, it's like there's no punishment in dying. Dying is a grand thing. You know what I mean? But I'm saying, like, meanwhile, us on Earth here, we're here for a reason and a purpose. And also, even if it's not, if everything is going to be okay, and even if it's not okay, it's still going to be okay. So just remember, like Billy said earlier, everything here is temporary. You know, things are not as they seem to be. We should not have any fear. We shouldn't be, you know, guarded or, you know, I mean, be guarded if you need to be. But I mean, just like understand that this life, all that matters is your kindness and how you've loved people and how people have loved you. That's all you have to do in life. You can't make mistakes. Just love and be loved and you'll be fine. You know what I mean? Just nothing, you know, I mean, I'm not putting this in exact terms that I want to at this moment, but I mean.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's all about love and who we cared for and who cared for us. And I try to remember that. I try to help as many as I can along my path, even though it's been hard and I've had a lot of people that I trusted and thought really cared about me didn't and so forth. But I gave what I felt was who I am and from my heart. And it's not my responsibility to do their life, whatever they decide to do. That's up to them. But I know that I don't have regrets. You know, I did what I thought was right.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and that's all we can do. So it's like, even though the world is so chaotic and seemingly messed up, we can still be okay in our little space. So you're not going to take on the whole world. You're dealing with your own space, and that's all you can do. So don't worry about the rest of it. You're taking care of yourself, and that's all we can do. you know?
Yeah. They say try to put the focus on yourself and what your life is about and do the best you can. I've belonged to a spiritual community for many years, so what I've learned along the way has been priceless. And,
I bet, though
I don't do being part of that now, and it's really hard not to have as many, you know, around me. But I did make a lot of friends, and I got a lot of spiritual knowledge, so none of it went to waste.
No, nothing goes to waste. Nothing goes to waste, you know?
No. And there's still something to learn every day, no matter how old you are. You learn something new.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well,
that is
true. I think, Billy, do you have anything to add to Mary, or is that... Are you done there?
It's just one of the things you said in there reminded me of a poem by Edgar Allan Poe. Everything that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. If you can look
yeah.
it up, it's an interesting poem.
I love that.
Way ahead of his time.
I like the one, if you can dream and not lose faith in something by dreaming, it's called If. And I don't remember the whole thing, but that's one of my favorites, too. And I read it every so often. I do a lot of reading myself. I was a librarian for many years, so books were top of the list for me. Books and animals. I love animals. I wish I lived long enough to have all the animals I wanted. That would have been my biggest wish. Yeah. That was my dream.
you might get them one day, Mary. You might be amongst many animals one day, you know?
Nice. Maybe there's still time for more. As long as I got a roof over my head and I'm allowed to have them, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot
that
more.
That you will have.
Down to one now, but I would like more.
Well, I think you will get more. It just may not be this moment.
As long as I'm able to care for them and be a good mom to them, as long as I can give them a home, I'll be happy.
Yeah. You will.
Right.
You will.
That would be very nice. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I wish you ladies all the best. Stay safe. And
thank you.
Hope to hear
you
again.
You too, Mary.
Many blessings to you now.
You too,
thank
Mary.
You so
thank
much.
You.
Thank
All
you
right.
so much. Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we can't take on the whole world, but we can take on our little world around us, and that's enough, you know.
That's sometimes all we can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go on.
I'm sorry, Billy. I
I said, if you're ready, let's go on with the next caller.
Yeah. Okay, so we have 203-522.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm very excited.
Sure.
Might be first time on this show and excited to be speaking to Cherokee Billy for the first time too. This is Pat in Connecticut, and I was going to have you speak to Chance, my hound, I've rescued hounds for about 35 years. He's the only dog whose birthday I know, so I can give that to you. But I think my other hound that's passed is trying to get through, Beauregard. So maybe I'll let you pick.
What's the pet that is alive? What is your pet's name?
Chance.
And how old is Chance?
13.
Has Beauregard been around just coming in recently?
Literally today, thinking about him, different things have come in, and as I was excited about talking to you about Chance, he popped in my mind again.
Well, he's always been around you. You just weren't quite aware of it. And then when you started thinking about talking on this radio program, about chance and stuff. That's why you felt or heard or whatever him more closely, but he's always been around. You just weren't aware of it.
Okay.
But he's there, and he will always be there. And if you keep, you know, asking, focusing on him, you know, you'll feel a sense or maybe see it in a dream, something. He'll be around. Now, your boy Chance, what's going on with him? Is he sick?
His age kind of brings on things. He collapsed on me over a year ago and has healed from that, but I've been told many times, you know, from calls like on Blog Talk Radio that he's got issues in his spine, I think around his neck and his hind legs. One leg is stumbling a little bit. He's got a heart murmur. You know, it's mainly age, but at the same time,
yeah,
he's doing well considering. I do my best to try and figure out what to give him for food and supplements and stuff, and constantly worrying and, you know, want him to be with me for as long as possible.
That I understand. And for the moment, what I'm going to do here is send some energy into Chance, working through the spinal system. I'm just sending energy through Archangel Michael and Raphael, Raphael number one. And I hope Chance just feels it. If he's near the phone, you know, let him hear our talking.
He's listening.
Hi there, Chance. How you doing today, big guy?
He's listening. He got up. As soon as
yeah.
I started talking to you, he got out of his seat and started moving
around.
Oh, yeah,
and he's like, he's really curious about all of this very much. He's like, okay, what are you trying to do to me? What is all this? All right, I'm ready. Okay, uh-huh. He's very excited, actually.
Cool.
He's really happy. You know, even though he has health problems, that's the thing I get from him, is happiness. He feels really happy in his life, even with his challenges. He takes them more in stride than you do. Okay?
Yeah.
His health issues?
I worry a lot. I think that my worrying is affecting him, and I try not to, but...
It can. But, like, right now, I'm working on 2 points, you know, going through the spine, his forehead, and the tail area, and he's taking in this energy. I can feel when they click into it, and he's tuned in very strong, pulling it in. That's what I feel as a pull. And he's taking it very good. And I hope that this brings him a little more peace and a little boost in his energy and healing. You know, he's a fighter. I know he's got a lot of problems, but he's trying to stay because he worries about you more than anything.
Yeah.
He worries about you. Without him, he feels like, you know, he's got to be there to take care of you. You think you're taking care of him. He thinks he's taking care of you. Okay.
Oh, no, I know. I know he's taking care of me for sure. I really, really count on him. Yeah.
And he likes doing it, believe me. But, wow, my hands are red hot because I put it on. I use the stuffed animal. I have a video on this showing how I do this work. And I use the stuffed animal as a proxy for whatever animal I'm working on. And, boy, is he pulling it in really good. So he's getting a huge amount of energy through Archangel Raphael going into him right now.
Oh, that's great. The first 2 years of his life were really tough from what I could gather. And they actually wanted him. He was tormented by kids. He was tied up and tormented by kids, and he finally turned around.
Why do you think he's
and,
so happy being with you? You've given him everything he could have ever wanted.
Yeah, when you said he was a fighter, you know, I mean, he got set up and fought back, and, you know, they'll put dogs down for that, and someone begged me to take him, and I kept saying, no, I'm waiting to rescue another one, and she kept begging, and finally I said, okay, I'll foster him. And I did something very stupid within 15 minutes, I put my face in front of his face, and he just took his mouth and put my whole head in it, growled.
Whoa.
So he didn't break the skin, and then he slunk back in the corner, and I knew that he felt bad. And I didn't know what to do. I realized I couldn't foster him out because it was going to be another horrible story for him. So I looked at him and I said, I'll give you 2 months and then 2 years and we'll see what happens. And it's been tough. He has fear aggression, and my world just became very, very small because the whole world was after him as far as he was concerned. And that happened a lot with dogs off leash. Anyway, but it's been worth it, absolutely worth it. He's got such a huge heart underneath all that kind of aggression.
Well, hopefully this energy going in will relax. That's the main thing I find is it relaxes them. They just feel like, oh, I can relax.
Good.
I can't explain it better than that. But that's the sense that I get. And he's feeling it. Believe me, he is. I mean, you may have noticed a change somewhat in his face, you know, how he's looking at you or whatever.
He's totally relaxed, Laura, now. He was panting
before.
Yeah,
that's what it usually does. Usually they are out and asleep while I'm doing this. That's pretty much the way it affects them because they understand the presence of the angels. They know when they're being touched by them far better than humans do. They are much better at it. And they trust in those divine spirits, and and it's giving him a break. It's like, I can let go. I can relax.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, he's totally relaxed, stretched out on the floor.
Yeah. And he'll probably stay that way. Try not to move him after we finish. Let him stay that way as long as possible. But he should be more at peace. You should see a shift in his energy, definitely, not just now, but afterwards. It always is when I do this work on them. And again, it's through Archangel Raphael. I do not take credit for it. I'm just an instrument.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
But he likes it, and I'm still doing this work. And I will continue working on him a bit more, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Not a problem, and thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's awesome.
They always know. The animals always know. They're so much easier to work with than people. They really are. They don't have barriers.
Right.
I love the working with them. They just, like, they accept it. That's why I always hear the same thing. They just lay down. They're like, out of it, you know. It doesn't matter what animal, what type of animal it is from. I've worked on everything from rats, hamsters, bunnies, to horses. It doesn't matter. They feel the work.
Right. That's excellent. Okay, so let me see. The next call we're going to take. Do you have to take a break, Billy?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, so we have 775. Hello?
Hello, ladies. Thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Thank you for including me in the chat. On July the 6th, I had my 71st birthday, and I have been paying on a long-term care policy for 20 years, over $53,000, and it includes home care. Well, I recently applied for it on June 22nd. I sent in the paperwork, and I have worked in medical insurance for 23 years, so I'm very polite and courteous, but I make a few statements so that they know that I'm not their typical client. And at first, Jane was the lady assigned to me, and I quickly changed it to a new person. Her name is Tina. So what's going to happen? Am I going to be approved for this using this policy? after paying on it for 20 years.
Okay, hang on a minute. Let me just take a look. That's the trouble with insurance companies. It's like you put your money into it. Good luck on getting it out.
Yeah.
One moment.
Well, I have my medical records are full of MRIs, CT scans, clinical notes, occupational therapy
mm-hmm.
notes, physical therapy. I've got plenty of the
proof. Yeah. You're going to get it. Okay. It's very strong. I know it's concerning, but I see you getting money flowing all around you. And you should know something pretty soon. I feel within the next 2 weeks, you should have this cleared up. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay. And I think I was very wise in how I handled things because I was in a very friendly tone. I was asked, you know, I'd really like you to allow us to send out a nurse to evaluate you because I want to get you approved as quickly as possible. And I said, oh, that's so kind of you. And I said, well, and I mentioned all the supportive paperwork and MRIs, et cetera. And I said, aren't those
mm-hmm.
legal documents? And they said, well, maybe some of them. And I said, well, let's go with that. And then I said, if I don't agree to the nurse coming out, are you going to automatically deny me? And they said, no. So I said very politely, let's just pull the proof. I've got plenty of it in my records. And I think
mm-hmm.
I was very smart to do that.
Yes, it is. You know, you're, again, like you say, you got the proof. I see you getting it. I do not see anything blocking it. Okay, nothing.
And it'll take a couple more weeks?
At the most. Hopefully sooner, but I like to always give the most time. I feel you will have it in place by then.
And I'll be pretty smart about handling this. I'll make sure I cross all my T's and dot all my I's. And part of the contract is that I am obligated to pay the first month of home health care, minimum one hour per week. And I explained to Tina that, of course, I will do that, but I want to wait until she's closer to getting all the paper, all her research is completed, because if it drags on, then it's more money out of my pocket, and I don't have money to throw around. And I think she's in agreement with it. So I hope that I hear from Tina soon. And when she gives me the green light, then I'll go ahead and fulfill my portion of the contract and pay the first four visits. There's a place called First Light. Will that work out for me with them?
First Light, what is that?
It's a caregiver agency, and they will send somebody
okay.
to my home.
One moment. Let me take a look. At First Light here. One moment. Well, they're definitely not a negative. I see this as a good, pretty good company. And there, you know, always are problems somewhat with insurance, but I still feel you're going to get it. And it looks like it's a pretty good service. I think you'll be very pleased.
Okay, great. And I am proud of myself because I made a few comments when it felt necessary that working in the similar environment to them and that I am really good at using my resources, like the Department of Insurance. I know all about the Department of Insurance. I actually called them, and they really wanted to start a complaint. And I said, no, I want to wait a little bit because I think Tina and I have that agreement that she will let me know when she said she got my records, 400 pages, and that she forwarded them to her clinical staff. Well, that's fine. But I think they know that they're dealing with somebody who will be more business-minded and very kind, but I'm not going to take any nonsense. Do they pick that up from me?
Oh, yes. They got it clear. That's why I think you're going to go through this better than
you think. Thank you. I'm glad that they're clear about that. And,
oh, yeah. They aren't mistaken.
I typically
and, you know, they,
am way, way, way,
it's
way
a, kind of annoys,
so this is a good exercise for me.
It kind of annoys them to be with someone like you. But the point is, you got the knowledge and use it because you're helping not just yourself, but the next person maybe.
And I am a humanitarian, right. And I love to help people. And also, if push came to shove, I would mention that I hope they don't make me, have another visit with my doctor or a specialist. I mean, they've got so much proof. Are they going to try that, or will I be okay?
I will look and see if they're going to try. They often will, but like you say, you got a lot of proof. But they want sometimes a fresh analysis. Well, that was a week ago. We want it current. That's kind of their attitude sometimes. So 1 minute. Let me see. Well, I still see it coming out your way. Bottom line, you're going to get it, and I do not believe you're going to have to see another doctor. Mm-mm.
Oh, thank God.
Very strong.
Well, I already knew what I was going to tell them if they said that. I'm going to say, I would say that in a nice way, I would say that I've already have talked to the Department of Insurance, and they encouraged me to make a complaint. But I said, no, let me work with this company and then maybe get back with you later. And also another comment I would make is let me discuss this with Mr. Darris, and they know him. Trust me, they know him, and then I don't think they'll want to speak to him. Very professional man. And he's
you don't have to really worry. It's going to go easier than you think. It really is.
Is it because of my demeanor with him and my background and everything?
Yes, it's all a combination of everything. You know, when you
present
things.
Oh boy, do I have proof.
Yeah, and that's what the point is. I don't think you got to worry. Really, don't. I'd be surprised if it was different.
So, I'll be approved. This is August, so maybe in September.
It's very strong. Yes.
Okay.
Cannot
all
guarantee
right.
it, but I see it very strong. Okay.
All right. And I'm hopeful that my sister Leslie and I and nephew Brandon move to a beautiful new place around March of next year. Do you see that happening?
Yes, I do see you moving, and it'll be a good move.
Oh, great.
Good for
okay.
you. So you've got nothing but good things coming. So keep focusing on that, okay?
Okay. Well, God bless you. I love your show very dearly.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let me see. All right. So we have 805-708. Hello.
Okay. Oh, great. Hi, this is Donna. I'm in California. How are you?
Okay, how are
We're
you?
We're doing good.
Good. Oh, I'm just getting over vertigo. Oh, it's violent. That was awful.
Yes, it is.
Like
very.
3 days. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm just kind of resting up now. I don't have the dizziness or the vomiting, but I'm getting better. I wanted to ask, my birthday is April 22nd, 54. And I'm just kind of rather suspended. For 6 years, I was looking after a blind man. He passed, and then I was looking after my neighbor, 87, that was volunteer, doing everything for him. And finally, I allocated everything to the social services because it just became too much for me, too much money with gas and wear and tear on my car and time and everything. So I'm kind of suspended now, and I wanted to know, do you see finances getting better somehow? I have had bouts in my life where I was very lucky. I won a BMW. I won $10,000. I won trips, and it was great. So I'm hoping to
get
like that.
What was your birthday again, please?
April 22nd, 54.
Okay. Again, born between two signs. Okay, 1 second here. Let me take a look. 1 minute. Okay. Now, I know you've had problems in the past, but I keep feeling like they are behind you in this situation. Because as you go forward, I see nothing but really good things coming about for you. And what was the question one more time? I'm sorry. I lost focus on the actual question.
Finances get better for me somehow. And I also wanted to know about meeting a fellow because I'd like the companionship again. I had great companionship.
That's the hardest question, that one. But your finances, I don't see you struggling at all.
Okay.
I see you as a millionaire or anything, but I see you able to pay your bills and being okay. I really do.
Right. But
now,
I wanna
about meeting a man, whoa, that's a hard one.
Oh, it is.
Very hard. Yes, very hard. Believe me, it is. Do you go anywhere to meet people? No, it's about, you know, how you meet people.
Oh, I was going to join the newcomers club because a lot of single men move to where I live.
Then that would be a good idea because, okay, if you get out socially, now here's the way it is based on you getting out socially. You can't stay at home. If you get out socially, I feel you will find love before the end of this year.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll
yeah,
have to get
it's
out.
There, surprisingly, because
mm-hmm.
it is harder. It's not just about age, but I don't care what age you are anymore. People are not going out like they used to, and we still got to interact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's,
yeah.
So you got it right by going to that group.
I do interact with men, but then they bring up in the conversation about their wife. I hope they don't think I'm picking up on them.
Oh, yeah.
They always seem to do that. What do they think? I'm picking up on them. I'm not. You know what I mean?
Right. I know. Well, men are, you know, their little egos are very sensitive, and they figure that because I'm here, any woman would want me. Okay. That's just their attitude.
Right.
Oh, my.
So it's not uncommon.
I just got one when it happens. It's like, oh, gosh. Do you see me traveling at all, and do you see me staying where I'm living now? Do you see me staying there? Or I live in a pretty place.
Yeah, I don't see you moving. In terms
okay.
of traveling, I don't think it would be that frequent. You will go, like, on little trips here and there, but not major, no.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've mentioned.
You're going to be okay. You're going to make it better than you think.
Oh, that's
yeah.
good. I'm getting my apartment organized. I have someone helping me. You know, just going through the closet,
That's a really healing thing to clear out clutter, because clutter holds in a lot of negative energies, and the more you clear out, the more light, love energy you bring in.
Oh, see, that's what I'm doing now. Yeah, she's a
good.
Great help.
Excellent.
Just dusting everything, and yeah, which is good. Okay, so no worries then, right? I'm just going to...
Nope. It's
going
to be good.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
you are
Donna.
Welcome.
You too. Have a nice evening. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you need to take a break, Billy?
No. I mean, how much longer are we going? I wasn't sure.
It's about a half hour more.
I think I will take a little break. Are you going to play any music?
Yes, I'll play another Lennon song.
Okay, you pick one of your favorites.
Okay. All right, I love this one. It's 5 minutes, so we have 5 minutes. Okay, it's Lennon, Mother. So we'll be back, and we'll take area code 520 when we come back. Thanks for being here, you guys. Okay, we'll be back. What a powerful song. I love that song.
Very. You know, the feelings, he let his feelings come out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just amazing. Okay, so we are back with Billy. That is Cherokee Billy, and you can find her at CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. So go check her out, you guys. It's well worth it. Trust me. I mean, I've heard her do the readings tonight, and she's absolutely phenomenal. So, okay, so we're going to take area code 520. You're welcome. 520. Hello.
I love your music. Hello. That you play. It's Lisa from Arizona. Hi, Cherokee Billy. And like Pat, who called in earlier, I remember you.
Yeah.
I remember you had your own show on Blog Talk a while back. Long time.
Yes,
ago.
Very long.
So, Karim.
About 12 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but people remember me. I've been around for a long time.
I didn't know it was 12 years ago. I've been busy living life, I guess.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I just want to say, okay, you need my birthday. It's 9/20. I'm up and coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Soon.
Okay. And what do you want me to look at?
Well, I did talk to Corinne recently, and she saw me discovering something that I had a big question. It was on my mind. It's about my friend passing. And there was something, but I want to see if there's anything more that I'm going to be discovering as far as financial resources.
Okay. Let me just take a look and see what I come up with. I wanted to tell you the main archangel working around you is Raphael. So it's good to contact him. Okay.
Yeah, I love my angels. I love all of them.
Right. And just to know that he works a lot very closely with you. So you can kind of, you know, direct some to him at this point. Now,
okay.
Your question is in regards to money. You're worried that you're not going to have it or that.
Someone very close.
Tell me, I lost. What?
Someone very close to me passed, and so now I'm going and tidying up loose ends. You know how when I don't know if you.
Yes.
But when
I've
someone
done
passes, sometimes yeah. So that's what I'm doing, and I'm just asking if, and it was a surprise. It wasn't planned. No one knew. He didn't know. I didn't know. And then he passed. And so what that means sometimes is that when you don't prepare for your passing, things are left up in the air. So
yes, I know.
Any financial good news coming my way through this?
Well, yes, it is money coming to you through this whole thing. You know, it's going to be a while. You're not going to see it immediate. Okay. It's not, I don't know exactly when. And it's not going to make you a millionaire. It's not, you know, overwhelming amounts of money, but it is coming to you. And he's glad you're going to get it. That's what I feel from him. You know, it's like he kind of feels bad that he didn't do things correctly for his passing. He regrets that, but he knows you'll take care of it. I think that's the reason he left you in charge. He knew you could get things done. You're hardworking. You don't stop. Does that make sense?
I'm very hardworking.
Yes,
I'm
you are. But does it make sense what I said about your friend who passed? What do you
think? Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yes, so you're going to be okay. You know, and he's, remember, Archangel Raphael, and your friend who passed is kind of like a guide around you. You know, talk to him as well.
Okay. I write notes and stuff.
That's always good. I don't know
Thank
what else to
helping.
Tell you. That's the essence of it.
Well, you know what? This is a big-hearted show. A lot of love is given out to us listeners, and I'm not going to hog up the time because I know there's a line out the door to talk to you, and I want to thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and I'm going to let you bless someone else with your intuition. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for remembering me.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. Oh, you too. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I love her. Okay, so we have, who do we have? Let me see. 216. 216-358? 216? I guess they fell asleep.
I hear them there.
Okay, yeah, they're snoring.
Oh, well, then that's a good... Well, I guess we put them to sleep. It says a lot about us, doesn't it? We relax everybody.
Hey, you do, Billy. Okay, 512-831.
Well, hello. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Truck and Billy. I love animals just like you. I think you do, because they are innocent. I'll ask one quick question, and I'll go to something that I need to ask. Because you know, I'm in my late 30s, and no rush. But do you see any marriage for me in the future? Cause
what is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh wow, Scorpios, boy, you're best if you can find another Scorpio. Let me just tell you that. I would recommend it. You get along best with them. Okay? So,
wow.
Kind of pay attention to zodiac signs on this. But anyway,
yeah.
I will look and see what I get.
Yeah, just like if you see a time frame, that's pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Not a problem.
Please, thank you.
And like I said to the other lady, you know, you got to be out somewhere to meet them. So remember that. They're not going to come and knock on your door.
Agree.
But I do
like a milkman.
Finding, yeah, right. Well, the milkman doesn't do that anymore. But I do feel you're going to find. I keep seeing the number 9 repeatedly around this, which is a good number. And I feel within 9 months, you will have met someone that you could have a good relationship with. Love is around you. And there is an archangel of love. I don't know if you're aware of it. His name is Shamuel. I say it as best I can. But address the archangel of love and ask him to guide the person into your life.
How do you spell that, Billy?
It's on my website. Good grief. You'd think I'd know it. I've written the article, made the video, but my spelling sucks. So give me a moment. I'm going to have to pull it up on my website. It is under articles on my website. Okay, it's there about the Archangel of Love. It's Chamuel, Shamuel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read the details of how he works in my article section. He's the first one under angels, and my article and video both are there.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
I have a quick question. This person you're seeing, is he like when I meet him, is he traveling to me?
Okay, let me just, I just saw you meeting. Hang on. That's why I said to ask this angel, because he can bring in things that you weren't expecting and have patience and give thanks and know that he will take care of it. But 1 minute. Now, oh gosh, I don't know quite how to answer that if he's traveling to you. And it may be you meet through something to do with business. It could be you going into a store to buy something or maybe in the bank, but I see money around this relationship, and it doesn't mean you're paying for it. It means that something about money is bringing the two of you together. And
wow,
it's a very
good
relationship.
Yes, what? I got confirmation from you.
Oh, good.
I'm glad you. I kind of know already the one, and I'll ask Shamel. I have another question concerning some pets, please. I went to a tragedy a few years ago, and I wanted to go retrieve my pets, hopefully next year. And I was wondering if there was if you knew where I can locate, if I were to call you, you knew where the pimp would
I don't
they
do
can be.
Lost animals. I mean, it's I've done it, but it's rare that I get the exact answer. So I'm going to tell you that right off. There may be somebody better at it. I've had some success, but not always.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think I can retrieve them? Because I got to have, I will be having enough income, what you just said. Would I be able to?
All right. Let's just look at that. Will you be able to get, how many animals is it?
4.
Wow, quite a few. Hang on here. 1 second. You know, it will be a little obstacles here and there. And I see you getting them, and it has to do with that man that is coming in also. I feel he is a connection. Remember I said it had to do with money? And it seems like that money is around those animals. So this may be how you meet him. It may be weird, but that's what it's coming up. But yes, you will be able to get them. And within a year,
so,
yes.
Do you think this man that's coming, he's going to help me get them?
He has
I'm
something
to
do him. With that, yes.
Oh, wow. That's good news.
I'm not sure
I'm going to pay.
But, you know, that's why I said ask the Archangel of Love and wait, because he'll bring him in. He really does help if we're patient.
Yeah, I believe in angels. I had a parent just passed away last week and want to know your permission if you're able to not to understand if she was able to get into heaven. She was attached to Metatron, Archangel Metatron, and Michael.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's definitely in the spirit world and the good side. We'll put it that way. Absolutely. She's there.
She made it, huh?
Right now she's going through what I call a healing. You know, when they get into the heavenly realm, it's like a big, you know, thing because you've been in a physical body, and it's like an orientation and letting go and healing the past. It's kind of like you get to review everything when you're there. You know, it's like watching a movie of your life. Basically, you review everything. It's not judgmental. It's just so you see parts and you're able to heal and let go.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful. If you don't mind.
It really is.
Go ahead.
I just said it
if
is
you don't mind,
beautiful.
I've seen the spirit world. I always ask them to stay in the light. Another good question concerning my step parent with my siblings. I just, if you don't mind, please, if they're going to stay in that same house or there's going to be chaos in that house with them.
Okay, we got to move. We
got to
move on. We got to move on. We got to move on.
Question.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've got very little time left here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah,
it's
but
okay.
She answered a lot of your questions. But yeah.
I'm sorry.
So thanks for calling. Okay, please do. It is Cherokee Billy spiritualadvisor.com.
Yes,
and Billy
is
spelled B-I-L-L-I-E. That's important.
Yeah.
I got it. I saw your article about the cats in afterlife. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm gonna
leave. Bye-bye. Okay.
I'm going to call her.
Okay, so let's see. So we have, who is this? 216? Did I go to them already? 216?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I have, I've decided, been thinking about this for a bit, of creating an online course, my first one. I'm not sure of the topic of what need. And I had just started writing, brainstorm writing, to try to figure that out. I started writing down, say, mindset, beliefs, person who struggles with their beliefs, sound healing, like crystal healing bowls, tuning forks.
So what is your question about this?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find need of a group of people, and that either I know something about, or anyway, but yeah, I wanted to create this online course, and it would be my first one, and yes, it would be an automatic revenue stream for me. So anyway.
What is your question?
So I think she's trying to see if she can make money off of this.
Okay. All right. Let's
Right. See. I'm trying to determine the best topic with wherever there's a need.
Well, let me just first ask if you'll make an income from it, because I don't know if I can give you the right topic or not, but I'll try. I think it's really up to you. Hang on. Okay, I do get an answer here about the topic should be the one closest to your heart. That's the answer I received, okay? That is how you would make that class. That's the one that will make money, and it will be an income. I don't think it's going to make, you know, huge millions, but you will get a stream of income from it, and it has to do with the one that is closest to your heart.
Hmm. Okay. Well, okay. All right. So I'll just go with the training on Thinkific platform. All right. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we are basically almost at the end of the show. We have 10 minutes. So mm-hmm. once again, those listeners that are still listening, you can find Billy at Cherokee Billy, that's B-I-L-L-I-E, spiritualadvisor.com. So check her out. She is authentic. She's fantastic. And Billy, can I just ask you a quick question?
Sure. Hey, I'd be honored. Okay, what? Let's
okay,
go for it.
So my birthday is 2/15, February 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me anything about what the hell might be coming? What the hell might be coming
that's
up?
That's a big one. That's a big, you know. Can you narrow it down to something specific? I mean, I can tell you, well, you're going to get up tomorrow, you're going to have breakfast. I mean, you know, narrow it down to something.
Okay, narrow it down to your favorite subject. Am I ever going to freaking meet somebody? Yeah.
There it is. Okay. Are you ever going to what? Say it again, please.
Meet somebody.
Well, same thing I asked the other people. Are you getting out?
Once in a while.
You're going to have to do more of it. You know, meeting on the internet, let me just state one thing if for anyone listening, that if you meet someone on the internet and you feel a connection, tell them that you must meet in person within 2 weeks. And that's going to weed out the bad right there. When you make it clear, and if they don't meet you in 2 weeks, you drop them and run because they're hiding something from you.
Mm.
So please remember that, anyone listening. I've done a video, and I used to have an article on my other website about online dating tips, and I do have a video on it. Maybe I'll put that up on my website because it's hard. I have about 500 videos. Hard to find my videos. Okay, 1 minute. You're a Pisces, right?
No, Aquarian.
What? Aquarian. I always get those two confused. Pardon me. 1 minute here. Well, your last relationship did not end well. Am I correct?
Yeah.
I mean, and here's the thing I see. What has blocked you? And maybe you've done something, but I feel you haven't successfully cut the cord between you and him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
I'm going to send you an instructional video on how to do it, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
if you can cut him out of you, let me look whence he's cut away from you, because it's still holding you back and you didn't know it. But that's what I got immediate. Hang on a second here.
Okay.
By the way, the main archangel working with you is Uriel.
Uriel, yes.
Yeah. He works on the ruby red light vibration. Have that color around you.
Okay.
It pulls in his energy. Hang on a moment here. I'm looking. Now, this is based on you cutting that cord, okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I actually, Billy, I'm sorry. I actually had some lady do the cord cutting, but it didn't really seem
I
to
don't
do
think
anything.
It was, no, because it wasn't. Why would I still see it if it was truly cut?
Right.
So I'm going to send you step-by-step instructions. And if you want me to do it for you, I will. Okay? But I want you to see what you think. My instructions, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, based on, again, you're cutting that cord, you're going to have to do something to get out. I do think that love will come. It's not immediate, though. I don't think it's this year. It could be, but I'm not sure. And I see a man, he's involved, I feel like, in business that he is, not, you know, a worker, but an owner of something, a businessman.
Yeah.
And that he's the one who's coming around you. Very strong. And it's there. But it's not immediate. I cannot tell you when.
Okay.
You know, all this free will causes a lot. Your free will, his, you know, everything else. That's why I say call in that Archangel of Love that I mentioned, Shamul, you know, and ask him to bring it, because if you can trust and let him bring it, he'll bring the man right to your door. By the way, I'm going to real quickly tell you, I told that one lady he'll come to your door. Well, I had a client, she was doing internet dating and driving me nuts, and she was a good client of mine, had been for quite a while, but I got so frustrated with these demonic guys that had all types of possessions on them. Finally, I was in frustration. I said, the right guy is going to come knocking on your door. Well, the next day, she had to have electrical repairs. A guy came to her door, and they were married 6 months later. After all those years of dating, and he did. He literally knocked on her door.
Wow.
And he's a great
man.
He took her on. She has health issues. Three teenage boys. I mean, wow, what a guy, you know?
Right.
I mean,
that's so cool.
He's got to be one heck of a man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it does
no
work,
kidding.
All these things, you know, and I usually hit it pretty right on, you know, and if you meet someone and you think it may be, let me know and I'll look at it and see.
Yeah. See, the thing is, yeah, you're right, Billy. You're right. I mean, so when I told this ex of mine that I did a cord cutting, he said, I don't want the cords to be cut.
Well, that's his problem, not yours. And you really shouldn't be relaying to him what you're doing on a spiritual level. You really shouldn't.
I know.
He's
going to
block
honest.
You. He spiritually is blocking. But there's a difference between honesty and revealing way too much, and you are. You shouldn't reveal your innermost personal parts. No, not with
you're
him
right.
at all.
Right.
Never tell him nothing. But again, I'm going to send you a step-by-step video. And if it doesn't work, you get a hold of me, and I'll do it with you. It
okay,
works.
Good. Okay, so,
yeah.
Billy, hold on. There's one more reading here. I'm sorry about this. Amy, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I am. I was listening,
okay.
And then I kept thinking, well, I'm just listening. But then when you said, are you going to call, I called in real quick. So, anyway, I've really enjoyed this. I guess my birthday is September 23rd, and I'm in a period of reconstruction, I guess, for lack of a better term. I had long COVID, and I was really, really sick, and I'm having to kind of like just kind of start over again. I mean, I was – anyway, so we'll just – that's sort of my question is, you know, how's the reconstruction going to go?
You mean about your body? Is that what you're –
No, my body,
about.
I gave up on reconstructing that. Just my whole life. I mean, I became so isolated. I was working from home, working from bed. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't leave my house for like over a year.
Right.
And now I'm starting to go out and about again and just sort of curious as to what you see in the immediate future dealing with that. My body needs major reconstruction as well, but I'm not talking about that part.
Okay. But you really need to increase the energy in your body using powerful supplements, not something lightweight. I am a naturopathic doctor. That's why I have to bring it up. Have you ever heard of
mm-hmm.
spirulina? Okay. You should take some spirulina like every day in powder form.
Okay.
You really
okay.
need those super greens.
Okay,
build back up
I started
your
drinking
system.
I started drinking green juice in the morning, but like
good.
What you just said, you need super, like, I forget the words you actually
yeah.
said, but like real,
yeah, mega,
you know, like this was
food.
Like a baby step. I'm doing good things, but I don't feel like I'm doing, I feel like I fell back so far that I need to sort of supercharge my
You do.
Revival.
You need a lot of supplementation. That's for sure. And I'm just telling you one. There's others, but I would start with the most powerful, which is spirulina. Put it in your green drink. Okay. You're gonna do okay with everything coming back to life. But, you know, you got to take it as slow as you can. How old are you?
I'm going to be – my birthday is September 23rd. I'm going to be 65 on next
okay.
month.
Okay. Well, you're going to come out of this, you know, and it's still a slow process. It's not like,
mm-hmm.
you know, next week or next month you feel perfect. It's going to be a little bit at a time here, pardon me. But you are going to, I see money coming around you, and I don't know how, but I see money flowing around you.
Okay.
A lot.
That's good.
Yeah,
it does. Money's kind of a weird thing. Money's a weird thing with me, but it comes when I need it. So that's good.
Well, it's coming.
That's,
That's good.
It is all around you. And I'm not sure where, but it was like money was all around you, covering you in every way.
That's great.
So you're protected. I feel protected.
It's kind of awkward. You know, I'm turning 65. I don't, a whole bunch of things. I had breast cancer. That's where my body, and I had like 7 surgeries and 3 years of chemotherapy, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I wiped out and then my husband died. I wiped out all my money, but I've never been afraid. I've never been afraid. I always felt like I would have all the money that I needed as long as I could just stay well, you know, mentally well and physically well. So anyway, well, it's getting late, but I think I'm going. Do you do private reading?
Yes, I do.
If I go to your you have a website? Okay. I think I'm going
absolutely
to schedule something so we can go into a little more detail.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And I give a lot of details. And the reviews on my website are from real people, by the way. On all the different services, there's always reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No,
hey,
I can tell that you know what you're doing and do it well.
Oh, yes.
So I appreciate that. But, no, I appreciate just these few little snippets. I just need some it was really scary what happened, and now going back out, it's not scary, but it's going slower than I expected it to.
Yeah.
Yes, it often does. Let patience have her perfect work on you, okay?
Okay. Okay, I'm going to reach out to you and schedule something.
All right.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Nice to hear your voice, too. Okay.
You too.
Okay.
You too. We need to catch up.
Definitely. Okay. So, once again, we've been listening to Cherokee Billy give fantastic readings. CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. That's Billy with B-I-L-L-I-E. And check her out. Check out the website and make an appointment. And just like, you're going to be happy. You're going to be thrilled. So anyways, I appreciate you coming on so much, Billy.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be here. You know, we've tried before, and I'm just thankful I was able to be here tonight. Thank you very much.
Me too. And
hopefully we will connect off of the air.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so take it easy, and thanks everybody for being here tonight, all the callers and the people in chat. I appreciate it, you guys, very much. And
full
we'll
moon blessings to everybody.
Oh, that's true. Yes, full moon blessings, definitely.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The moon is beautiful tonight. And there's also meteor showers tomorrow, and tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, depending on where you are in the world, I guess. But I know that they're at least in the United States tomorrow, so, and the next 2 days after that. So anyways, all right. So Billy, listen, take care. We'll talk soon. And thanks, you guys, for being here. And we'll see you next time. I'm not sure when the next show is going to be, but I'll let you know. Okay. We'll see you soon. Thanks, everybody.
Have a blessed evening and good night.
You too. You too, Billy.
try.